Part 1. Abortion. The Ethical Dilemma of Our Time. Chapter 1. A Nation Divided. Never, never will we desist till we extinguish every trace of this bloody traffic, slavery, of which our posterity, looking back to the history of those enlightened times, will scarce believe that it has been suffered to exist so long. A disgrace and dishonor to this country. William Wilberforce, 1791 speech, House of Commons. A single issue rarely divides the American people. The few that have include slavery, the civil rights movement, and the war in Vietnam. Yet another such issue is roiling in the present. An issue of such magnitude that our national solidarity is threatened. To many citizens, it is a matter of life and death, and may be the most serious ethical dilemma ever faced by the United States. The issue is abortion. Why should abortion, a matter that many believe should concern only a woman and her physician, have the potential to rip apart the social fabric of one of history's most successful nations? Abortion provokes volatile feelings in combatants on both sides of the debate, which is carried on with heated emotion and militancy. Activists for and against abortion have indulged in strident and inflammatory rhetoric, threatening protests and even on occasion, violence, from vandalism to arson and murder. Politicians feel the heat. The abortion issue has become so critical that no candidate for public office can remain silent on his or her views. The politician who tentatively puts his finger to the wind, hoping to gauge the direction of public opinion on abortion, is frustrated by the ever-changing currents. Both sides keep an anxious eye on the health of the current justices of the United States Supreme Court, as the balance of power there is fragile. The addition of one anti-abortion justice to the nation's highest court could precipitate a reversal of the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, the 1973 case that made abortion on demand a reality in the United States. The abortion issue is not only volatile, but complex, for it is directly connected to other issues and related popular movements. One example is the feminist movement. Women who have struggled for decades to secure equal rights under the law and equitable treatment in the business world fear that a reversal of the abortion laws would signal a serious loss of the gains they have achieved. Abortion also has been linked to the sexual revolution that swept the country during the 1960s. People who believe that mutually consenting adults have the right to freedom of sexual expression are threatened by the possibility of laws that would invade the privacy of the bedroom. The issue of the separation of church and state also looms in the abortion conflict. People on both sides of the debate fear a loss of constitutional rights as a consequence of abortion law. The same constitutional amendment that prohibits the establishment of religion by the state also guarantees the free exercise of religion. There is no question that many, if not the majority of those who oppose abortion, are driven by religious convictions. Religious institutions, including the Roman Catholic Church and many Protestant churches, have taken and continue to take strong stands in opposition to abortion. Those people without church affiliation and those who are affiliated with churches that do not record an anti-abortion stance fear an intrusion into the social and political milieu by the church. They fear a tyranny of religion.